LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. My guest today, Alice Prophet. Alice, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And looking forward to a great concert event. It's going to be happening Sunday night, 6 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Monroe on Loop Road.
That's right. Got a great concert coming up. I'm going to do some Christmas music, just songs that everybody's familiar with, enjoyed over time, and then, of course, some of the things we all sing in church.
Your name is familiar. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about the background and also the singing background you prepare for the concert coming up this Sunday night?
Sure. Well, I'm currently a healthcare consultant, but I used to be the CEO of the rehab hospital in Reston. So I think you and I recalled that we knew one another through some of the KNOE or other alignments that you did, ads and things. But been around a while, lived out of town quite a while, but I'm originally from West Monroe, and I've sung a very long time. My dad introduced me to music through a music program that he had locally, the Twin City Jamboree. So grew up singing some country music, but veered into all types of music over the years. So I put on several concerts. I wrote and recorded a CD of Christian music that I put a concert on recently. And I've always had a lot of people ask me, where are you singing next and what are you going to be doing? So I think that's a really positive thing to hear. And I want to give it back. I want to say, hey, I'm doing this. Come hear this.
And what a perfect time to be able to do that with the setting around the holidays. How did the idea come about?
Well, I just thought about the holiday music and the time of year, and I'd had a lot of meaningful things happen to me over the year, and I thought, you know, music is a gift, and I always took being able to sing for granted. I always thought everybody could sing, you know, and I realized that singing is truly a gift. So I thought, you know, I'd really love to do this. Let me call up Larry at the church and see if this would be something he would be open to, and he was so warm and receptive that I knew it was meant to be. And so we talked about the time and date and what it would be, and he was just very open and felt it fit in beautifully with what the season is at the church, too. So it just came about that way.
First time to do this around the Christmas season? I mean, I'm sure with music and singing, you've had other projects to where it hasn't maybe fallen in line with the holidays, but this was an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I've sung, of course, over the years at the Biedenhorn when they have the music programs. I've sung in different venues, other churches and other performance areas in the area, music shows, whatever. So I just thought this would be fun to do. I love the holidays. I grew up in a large family where the holidays were all very special. And I love the holiday music, and I love the holiday setting. And our church is a beautiful church to sing in. The acoustics are just wonderful. I know ULM comes out and does a lot of performances at our church, too. So it just fit together beautifully, and everybody was receptive to it. I've had a lot of people respond positively already.
What is in store for those who attend Sunday night? Can you tell us a little bit about the program, maybe some of the selections, what all went on, and the eliminating process as to what you decided to perform?
Well, music for me, of what I want to sing or what I'm asked to sing, whatever, I spend some time putting it in and mulling it over and thinking about it and letting my heart come to grips with my mind about how I want to do that. And it always is meaningful for me what I perform and sing. And I think people who have heard me sing realize that I love to connect and have a special connection to the audience, I like to think, and they seem to respond that I do. And it's a special thing for me for them to respond, but it's a really great opportunity to share in something. Music seems to be a common thing for all people to share in. I've traveled a lot, and music is so universal, and we all enjoy it. In fact, I was just in Europe recently, and not singing, but vacationing, and they were singing. We were in foreign countries where they didn't speak much English, and the funny thing was they were playing music that was all English, and they were loving it. So music is universal. I think doing that together makes a special thing. So I think people will come away with a time of rest and peace in a hustle-bustle time of year, and we can share something together that's fun, and we'll have laughter, and I like to tell some stories about some things, so we're going to do that. So it'll be a good sharing time, I think. A time of peace and a time of chaos. Yes. How about that?
Speaking with Alice Prophet, she'll be performing Sunday night, 6 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church, Loop Road in Monroe. Any particular favorite Christmas song that you'll be performing coming up Sunday night?
Oh, I have some surprises for folks of things I haven't done before, but I love some of the songs that are the old from the 40s when you heard all the great artists like Rosemary Clooney and Doris Day sing. And so all the old traditional chestnuts and I'll Be Home for Christmas. And then, of course, the beautiful arrangements of Silent Night that are out there. I'm going to do a special thing for Silent Night. So just some surprises, but I love a lot of music. I come from a big, varied background of lots of different styles. So,
you mentioned storytelling as part of the performance coming up Sunday night. Is that going to be based on things that have happened to you, or is that stories that, you know, are known, or?
Well, probably a little of both. Some things that have been...
Big family around the holidays. There's got to be an abundance
of stories. Some
story.
That's right. Some funny stories, some reflective stories, but and things just read and learned and seen and sharing from other cultures among my travel and things like that. So I think it'll be a broad array of times to share.
Once again, Alice Prophet will be performing at the First United Methodist Church, Loop Road in Monroe, coming up this Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. Admission is free, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And also, a number to call if they would like to find out more information about the performance coming
up Sunday
evening.
I think the church office can give the basic information, 325-7335.
All right. Alice, thank you for joining us. Looking forward to the performance coming up Sunday night.
Thank you, Bob.
You've been listening to Lagniappe, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lagniappe is produced at the studios of KEDM.